All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our community here online with the podcast. We're rocking, we're moving forward. We're excited to have Sally Andrade come on. I hope I didn't butcher that, Sally. Come on for another interview, and you're going to find out. She has a very interesting story. I feel like she, in, at least in part, lived the LA dream. Moving from Vermont all the way to Los Angeles with a friend because, I mean, who wouldn't want to live in LA, right? Just kidding. I'm sure some people don't like it very much at all. But we're here in South Bay. A lot of our runners, at least at this point, have been coming on our interview, sorry, have been coming on from the Los Angeles South Bay area. And we're excited. We love the area. We love the people. And we hope that you come to love it too, even if you're listening from somewhere else in the world. Sally is going to talk about all kinds of different things. She's going to talk about body image. She's going to talk about having fun with running. She's going to talk about being a running coach herself and what she's working towards as well. So lots to cover, lots to go over. We hope you're enjoying wherever you are. Find us on social media. Let us know you're enjoying the show because those are our biggest compliments. So thank you again for being here. My name is Drew, and you're listening to the Transformations Through Running podcast. All right, so before we get into the show, just a quick word about our monthly membership. This is a program that we put together online. It's directed towards helping you save money in the grocery store and helping you save time in the kitchen. I know it sounds crazy, right? But we've been doing this for years. We have a supportive community online. This is where our members are able to connect, ask questions, help with those biggest issues in your life when it comes to food, what recipes to create. And you know what? Many of us are tired of having family being like, the kids, our spouse being like, what's for dinner? We take all that out for you, and we will show you exactly what to create each night of the week. That's not all. We create a complete meal plan for the week, which saves so much time and stress and energy because many of us are busy throughout the day and we need some help. And why not let some experts do that for you? We also create at-home workouts. These are developed towards functional movements so you can burn body fat, feel better, increase confidence, all towards making a better you, and what better time to do it than now. And again, we have a supportive community online as well. So we're there in and out all day long to answer your questions, to help you feel supported. So you know exactly what to do and what direction we can take you. If you're interested in more details, head over to trueformlife.com, or you can find us on any social media platform. Send us a message and tell us you're interested in trying our monthly membership program, and we will hook you up with more details. trueformlife.com. All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. We have Sally on here online with us. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Sally.
Thanks for having me, Drew. I'm happy to be here.
It's our pleasure. Super excited to have you on. I'm always interested to hear people's stories and backgrounds. And you know what's going to be interesting is those that feel like they have the least interesting stories are always the most interesting.
Well, I hope that turns out to be the case here.
I don't want to raise the bar too high for you, but this is going to be fun. We're just here having a conversation, and I think it's really cool. I actually went to one of the South Bay running events, the South Bay Runners Club events. Actually, I don't think it was. It was the Running Center Redondo Beach. It was one of their events, but there was a number of running club members there. That's why it always seems like it's a SBRC club thing. But at any rate, I probably had five or six different people come up to me and say, I'm really enjoying the show. It's so nice to learn more about the members. And I had no idea about this or that. So I'm excited to share more stories. And I'm happy you agreed to come on here with us and share your story with the rest of the club and other people listening to the show.
That's great. It's such a great community in the South Bay. Like you said, you were at the Running Center and there were a bunch of South Bay runners there, and we all see each other all over the place and get to know each other a little bit. But yeah, it's nice to get to know people more.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great community that's been built here, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Sally, I want to take a step back here and give you a chance to talk to our audience for a moment, just so they have a better idea of who you are and where you came from, maybe the last handful of years to now, how you got to where you are at this moment.
Okay, well, I've been a runner since high school. I ran track and cross country in high school, not very successfully, but I did, and that's sort of how running became a part of my a regular part of my life, off and on throughout the years. And it was probably 2009 that I started running more distance. I did a half marathon at the end of 2010. And then I thought, oh, why don't I try a marathon? And then I did the LA Monsoonathon in 2011. And I was all by myself. I mean, I trained by myself. I didn't really know other runners who ran marathons. And then I just slowly got to know PV runners, South Bay runners, and some other groups in the local area. And it all has spiraled out of control into joining ultra training groups and becoming a coach with South Bay Runners. And that's where I am today.
Sounds like you're doing all kinds of different things. Well, do you have a passion, or where did the idea come from that you're like, I should keep running and run longer distances and further?
I guess I got hooked on that sense of satisfaction after I finished that first marathon. Whatever your passion is, there's nothing like accomplishing a goal and feeling good about yourself from accomplishing it. And I guess I got hooked on that. Running longer than that was really falling in love with running trails. And I guess I signed up for a trail run on a whim in like 2012. Maybe, and then I've just been that I just love getting out onto the trails away from the hubbub of suburbia and Los Angeles. And anytime you spend on trails, you'll talk to people about all their very, very, very long distances and start to think maybe you can do that too.
So, was there a point where you were like, there's no way I can do this. I'm not able to run that far or that long?
Well, I kind of feel like that now. I'm on a no full marathon kick right now. I suppose I'll want to do it again, but right now I'm enjoying just running for fun and not sticking to a training plan. I really have done only the shortest ultra distances. I did a 50K, and then I've done a 12-hour race a couple of times, getting 40 miles done, but the real ultra runners are out there doing 50 and 100 milers. So I'm not sure. I really like sleeping at night in my bed, so I'm not sure I'm up for running all night long.
So you feel like that's not really like a real ultra runner?
We're the baby ultra runners.
Do you know that most people struggle to get through like 5Ks, maybe 10Ks?
Yeah, and you tend to forget that. You've hung around some South Bay runners. You tend to forget it when you hang around runners all the time and you say, oh, I've only got 9 miles today, or it's a funny group we have.
Yeah, it's crazy. But well, everyone, that's why I wanted to do this show, because everyone is different in their own rights, but it's the same, like everyone's on the same. I think it's all relative. Like someone that's trying to run a marathon under 3 hours, for example, like, and then someone that is training for the Olympic trials. Like everyone is different, but everyone's on the same level, because it doesn't matter what you're at. If you're running 5K or if you're running 50K, everyone kind of feels like they're beginning at some level. And I realized that when I was playing professional baseball, like, doesn't matter what level you got to, once you got to that level, you felt like you weren't good enough to be there until you were. And I kind of think that for you to be at the level you're at is quite astonishing. I couldn't imagine running that long, to be honest with
Professional baseball, that's something I didn't know about you.
Yeah, didn't I put that? I guess maybe I didn't put that in my
No.
spotlight, my member spotlight for you guys. That's right. I actually, well, this interview is about you, but I'll tell you briefly. I was very fortunate. I've traveled for 10 years around the world. I traveled all over the U.S. and I played in Australia, Germany, Canada. I played in more states and provinces than I can count. And I did it for 10 years as a profession, so I was very fortunate to follow my passion and love of the sport.
That's great. So this is slightly about me because I'm a baseball fan, so I asked. That's exciting.
Are you a Dodger fan?
I am a Dodger fan. I didn't grow up in LA, so I was not a Dodger fan. But then when I had my son and we were raising a baseball fan, that became his team, so that became my team too.
That's awesome. Where are you originally from?
I grew up mostly in the Washington, D.C. area. My dad was in the Navy, so we moved around a bit and then settled there, and I was in high school there. Went to college in Vermont, and then I moved out here on a whim, never imagining I would stay. I've been here now many, 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 longer than I've lived anywhere else.
Do you mind if I ask why you came out?
Well, I was 21 and had no idea what I wanted to do, and another friend of mine was out here in LA, so we're like, another friend and I were like, let's move to Los Angeles.
That's awesome. So did you have a job or have any idea what you would do, or you just thought you'd show up and figure it out?
Yep, showed up and figured it out. We stayed with our friend that was out here for a couple of weeks, found an apartment. I temped for a while in an office before I got a more full-time job. But, you know, you're young and carefree, and I don't know. It didn't seem that strange then.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's why I love these interviews, because you find out things from people that don't think that these things are interesting. But I think that's amazing. Like, who wouldn't want to do that at 21, just move across the country and be like, I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
And I feel like LA is like, that's LA. Like, I feel like that's how LA was born and developed into this giant metropolis of millions of people. That people, it's just a dream and the idea of palm trees and beaches. And however you can make it work, you're going to make it work because it's so wonderful to be here.
Yeah, I didn't want to be an actress or anything like that. I wasn't coming for Hollywood, but it's certainly a really nice place to live, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly the beach cities, but even LA in general. I love LA.
Yeah, I think you love it or you really dislike it.
Yes, I know that some people do.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I want to get back to running. I think that's amazing, though. And you know what? It's kind of funny, like, at least in this area of, I'm in Redondo right now, and it feels like people are moving out all the time. And I almost feel like, you can tell they're moving out. I've been all over the world, and I've never seen a place like this where people just put their furniture on the curb. they don't try to sell it. I don't know if they can't leave it in their apartment. It's just so different for my mind to grasp. They put their stuff on the curb and they're like, I'm out of here. So I feel like they came here trying to make it work. It didn't work. So they're like, I'm leaving everything and I'm going home.
That's funny.
So at any rate, so that's how it is here in where I'm at in Redondo. I'd imagine, I'm guessing South Bay in general is the same. But so you got into more running, and then you progressed into being a running coach and running marathons. What is it that drives you to run? Like, how do you wake up and be like, I'm going to go out and run today?
You know, there's sort of ebbs and flows with it. It's definitely a constant in my life now. There's times I'm training for something. I mean, right now I run, 20 to 30 miles a week, but I'm not training for anything. I just do it when my friends ask me to do it. Sorry, my phone is ringing here. The house phone that never rings.
That's okay.
So for right now, it's a social thing for me. I just run to be with people or to be out on the trails. I like to stay in shape to do maybe a half marathon if I wanted to. Sorry. I use the house phone so little, I didn't even know how to make it stop.
Most people don't have house phones anymore.
Yeah, we don't get great cell reception all the time in the house, so. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, sometimes I'm training for a race, and I like to be very dedicated. I make a training plan and I use it, and I like that sense of accomplishment when I tick off my training plan and stick to it, and hopefully it has the results I want. And then I like to go through phases where I'm just running socially and for fun.
So when you create a running plan, do you have a specific goal, like a time goal, or do you want to finish the run or race, or is there any meant? Everyone has different goals, it seems like, that I've interviewed here. Do you have a specific goal when you enter a race
or sign up for one? If I was to enter a race that I thought, I'm going to really train for this, yeah, I would probably have a time goal. It may or may not be a PR at this point, but most of the races I enter, I just enter for fun. I challenge myself, but I'm not trying to PR. The longer distances, it's definitely just putting in the mile, putting in enough miles to get through it and be able to have fun while I'm doing it. I don't want to do it if it's just miserable. I've done that.
Does a 40K doesn't sound miserable to you?
If you put the training in, I don't know. We need to get you to catch that marathon bug.
You wouldn't believe this, but I ran this one time. I ran a half marathon. So I like never really a runner. So you know what the problem is that I enjoy running. I don't love running. I enjoy it, and I really get out to go and get breathe fresh air and get outside. And I'm in fitness, so I like to be fit. But I went out and ran a 10K. Maybe it was randomly. I hadn't run a 10K in like 2 years, probably. So I went out and run a 10K to see if I could do it. And then a few weeks later, people are talking about marathon this, marathon that. And this was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, I can go run a half marathon. So I didn't do any training or anything. I just went and ran a half marathon. And people think that's crazy, but I didn't know any better. I just went and did it. And I didn't like any part of it. The moral of the story, I've run much, much more now. And of course, we have the South Bay running community, and I've met some great people. So it's a bit different. Like I enjoy going out and having conversations. But I suppose what I'm saying is that when I ran that, which is super long for me, I've never ran it again, I didn't really enjoy it. So I definitely need to find that bug that everyone's talking about.
Or you don't. I mean, I'm just was teasing you, but this is sort of one of my messages. Definitely as a coach with South Bay Runners and just myself, that running should be whatever anybody wants it to be. I mean, you hang around with marathoners and you feel like you need to progress to a marathon, but it might be a half marathon. It might be, a 10K might be your favorite race and you have no interest in going any longer. We have people coming to train with us who don't ever race, and that's fine too. So I really think, I was teasing you, but you don't need to catch that marathon bug. We can all do whatever makes us happy.
Well, you know what? The more I'm around runners, and I say runners, like I wouldn't call, like I can go out and run, but like you guys, I feel like you guys are runners. Like maybe that's how you would look at the ultra marathoners that run 50 plus. Like for me, I like to go out and run, but I don't exactly call myself a runner, but I like being around you guys and I like hearing stories and it always motivates me. And I think to myself, maybe I do want to run a half marathon. Or I'm like, everyone's talking about running their first marathon. And I'm like, I wonder what running a marathon would be like. So I think it has a lot to do with your environment and what people are doing. But it's definitely inspiring to be around that.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're a running coach. How long have you been a running coach for?
I'm going to say it's 4 years now. Shortly after I joined South Bay Runners, I was not one of the OGs, but I was close. I remember going to track night with, I think they had 3 coaches and there were about 4 of us running. And I joined, and then I think a few months later I was injured and Coach Mark asked me if I would like to help out with track. We were getting more members. And I said, sure. So I helped out, and then a coaching class opened up in LA in Santa Monica, so it was convenient. So I went and took the coaching class. And we've had a few coaches come on like that, just helping out and then deciding they liked it.
So what does that entail for some of our listeners that might not know?
Oh, that's a good conversation, so we can get some more coaches. Well, the class through Roadrunners Association is a weekend class. So you're working, you're getting lecture and working in group, and then you work in groups and put together training plans and things like that. And then there's a test that you take online after that, and you have to pass with, I don't remember what the percentage is, but if you it's open book, you've got your materials, you're good. You got to get first aid CPR certified every 2 years. So that's, to be honest, because I'd been running so much of my life, I don't feel like I learned a ton of new information in the class. I think for some people, maybe had been running for less time, they would. I did learn good information for putting together training plans. But it sort of gives you the credibility to say you're a certified coach. What I like about coaching with South Bay runners is mostly sort of helping the new runners, or being that anti is a bad word, just the yin and yang of our super fast people who are constantly trying to PR or get under a 3-hour marathon. We've got, like I said, people have all goals, or they don't even need to have a goal. Maybe they're coming to have fun, and I want to make sure we retain that. So I like coaching that sort of relaxed. We call 2.0 my group the fun group.
Does that mean everyone else isn't fun?
Yeah. Well, they're not looking like, if you talk about you didn't have fun in that half. I mean, I would say the other groups are more, the threshold group and the 3.0, they're more focused on the result. Not that no one in 2.0 is, but it's slightly more relaxed group.
Okay, so the next time we're out at the running club, I'm going to look for you to have some fun.
Yes, please.
Okay, so do you guys design as a coach? What are you doing there? Are you designing the programs? Or are you telling people what to do? How are you coaching?
Well, for track, because I coach that 2.0 group, which is short repetitions of, 400, one lap, or 800, two laps, I just make up a workout each week for the group, and then I handle the group at track. The 2.0 group is sort of our introductory repetitions group. I mean, some people will do it forever because they like it. Some people might progress on to a different group, but we don't have, it's not like working towards a certain goal, like, for example, the threshold group training for specific marathons. So I'm just trying to balance with, we may have new people coming in, never done track before. We might have, people recovering from a race. So we have the widest range of paces, I'd say, and widest range of goals. We tend to get anyone new that comes gets put with 2.0 usually for at least one time. So I try to balance it and make it fun and a good workout for any of those people.
What's your favorite part?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Other than track, I was going to say, I am not driven to make coaching like a career. So I haven't pursued so many opportunities to do one-on-one coaching and create plans for people. I have done that for a few people, created a plan for a specific race. I like to, what I feel I'm good at in that way is really knowing what people want to accomplish and what their life is like. Like, somebody might want to train for a marathon, but they can only run 3 times a week due to taking care of their kids and going to work and all that. So I think I like to really look at what they're trying to get out of it and how to make that training plan work for them personally. But like I said, I'm not driven to do it full time.
What's something, or what do you enjoy about being a coach in general?
Mostly encouraging other runners. I mean, we all do it to each other on some level, I think. As you've noted, we're a very friendly group. Everybody is so encouraging. As a coach, I think you get a little bit of extra sort of credibility or respect when you encourage someone. They feel really good if the coach encouraged them. I want people to enjoy running and to have fun with us and to feel good about what they're doing.
So how often did you say you're running now?
Myself, about usually 4 times a week.
And which is do you go to the running club all the time, or do you run on your own sometimes? What does that look like?
I haven't been going with the club. I'm also a member of a trail running group called the Dirt Divas and Dudes, and I run with them on the weekend, usually a trail run in LA or Orange County mountains. And during the week, I'll get together with friends or run myself in the neighborhood or on the strand. I don't usually get up on Sunday mornings and go to run.
You don't?
Been trying to incorporate other exercises like spinning, and I just started swimming. So I don't make all the group runs.
Yeah, that's great. It's like, I like the overall or the holistic approach to being healthy and being fit. Like, I really like that because you can go and, like, for me, I like to go and work out too. I like to love to work out at the park, but then I like to go run as a group too. So it's pretty cool when you can put swimming and spin and running together in the group, so you get the whole picture of being fit and happy and healthy.
That's what I'm aiming for right now.
And do you have a goal with that?
My goal...
Did I put you on the spot?
Is... for two... what year is it? It's 2020.
It's 2020.
I'm 55 years old. It's 2020. My goal is finally to feel... to make peace with my body and my weight and myself. That might sound, I don't know, wafty or silly, but I've struggled with my weight off and on my whole life. I've felt bad about myself. I go on diets and I lose weight and then I put it back on and I go on another diet and I lose weight, and I don't want to do that anymore. I feel like I've spent too much energy and thought in my life to whether I should be eating or not eating. So it might not be a familiar story to some. It might be a very familiar story to others, but that's really my focus this year, is to be happy and healthy and okay with myself and enjoy food, but not think about it all the time.
And do you have any ideas or ways that you're going to go about doing that?
Well, I am seeing a therapist who I talk with about, I'm trying to sort of figure out why I have some of the issues I have with food. And then she coaxed me into seeing a dietitian who deals with intuitive eating. So I'm seeing the dietitian regularly, and she does not so much talk to me about what to eat as just sort of some tools or things to think about with regards to food.
That's great. Yeah, I think it's, it doesn't matter. I feel like everyone struggles at some level or in some way, and body image in general is a big topic that a lot of people deal with on some level. So I appreciate your honesty and sharing that with us, because you're definitely not alone. And I don't think it matters what size or age or gender you are. Everyone deals with it at some point in their lives. So I think that's great that you're working on it and trying to make a change.
Yeah, it is almost universal. I mean, my husband's annoying because to him, food is just food. Like, He enjoys it. He eats it. And then he stops when he's full. He doesn't think about it when he's not eating. But I think those people are probably kind of few and far between. But I'm a big, also in terms of being honest, I don't mind sharing that I go to therapy because I'm a big believer in getting help and the benefit of having someone that has to listen to you because they're paid to. So I highly recommend it for many, many reasons.
Yeah, for sure. I think that anytime you get a chance to get some feedback, sometimes it helps if you have some friends or family to talk to, but definitely if you have a professional, like I always think that accountability makes such a big difference. And maybe you see that as a coach as well, but anytime when we're working with clients and you have someone that's checking in on you and making sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or what you set your goals towards, then there's so much more chance of success. Otherwise, most of us just kind of run around and aren't really focused on a direction.
For sure. Because either when things have been going really well or when things have been going badly and I don't want to talk to the dietitian, I sort of feel like, oh, well, I don't need to go. But I do.
Yeah.
I do need to go.
You gotta go and check in. That's yes. Like, I'm sure that's like running for a lot of people is that we know, and I talked to this last run, we went on that run last Saturday morning with the group, and a lot of people were saying like they wouldn't run if it wasn't for the group, and I feel the same way.
Yeah, that's why, like, for our hill group, for example, 5 a.m., it's good, like, if you say on the Facebook post, like, I'm going to be there. Because then when you're getting ready for bed and you're thinking you don't want to get up, you realize that you sat in front of a bunch of people that you would go. So you do it.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. And I know you're bugging me here before the call, but I'm going to come. I'm going to come and check it out and see how you guys do.
Yes, and Debbie makes muffins.
I like muffins. Sally, is there anything that we missed that you wanted to add or wanted to share with us?
I don't think so. We covered many, many topics.
We did. And I want to thank you for coming on and sharing. It was a fun interview. I think that, you know, sometimes this show isn't about being serious or how far you can run or how fast you can run. It's just having conversations and getting to know people and what makes them tick and how they're able to get through day to day. So directed towards running, of course. So we appreciate your time to come on and share some time with us. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Transformations Through Running. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our community here as we grow in the podcasting world in the running category. More details are at trueformlife.com. If you missed any of the past shows, you can find them all there. So feel free to follow us on iTunes. We would love a review, ratings and review. That means so much to us. And if you're on Spotify, we mentioned those two because those are the biggest download spaces that we've found so far. So if you're on Spotify, if you hit that follow button, then you'll both get, on both cases, you'll get notified when the new show comes out. And some people really appreciate that. Maybe some don't. But in most cases, we've actually had some people come up to me and say, I didn't know why everyone wants you to subscribe, but I did. And then I got notifications. So then I went back and started subscribing to other shows as well that I like to listen to. So that's why we ask you to subscribe, because then you know when a new show comes out. And of course, we want you to listen to the show. And we hope that we're bringing good quality content and interviews to you. If you know anyone that wants to be interviewed, let me know. We're always interested in bringing on new and interesting guests. You can find or follow us on social media, facebook.com/trueformlife. That's where we put up lots of our content. We have private groups. We put up nutrition, fitness, lifestyle. We'd love if you followed us along there. And Instagram is our other main platform as well. So that's instagram.com/drewtadia. We do giveaway. We've done giveaways before. We post stuff in our stories and on our page as well. So if you want to get in on that, follow along and you'll be updated when the next giveaway is. And of course, we do fitness, nutrition, lifestyle on both as well. We're really working towards helping you improve energy, digestion. We have recipes, lifestyle stuff. So that's what we have going on. Once again, thank you so much for being here. quick mention about our monthly membership. If you are interested, if you are always worried about what you're going to create for dinner, for example, or if you never know what recipe to put together, we are mainly plant-based. Those are the types of recipes we put together, so we can definitely help you out with that. If, you know, someone like Sally, for example, she mentioned about her body image and working towards moving in a different direction or being more comfortable in her body, we put together at-home workouts as well. Some people don't like to work out in gyms. We can take these workouts wherever you go. We can put them in a park. You can do them at home. You can do them in a yoga studio. It doesn't really matter. So if we can help you out with workouts as well, this is all put together within our monthly membership group. So if you're interested at all, shoot us a message or head over to trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Hope to catch you on the next show.